Repentance paves the way for the Spirit of God to enter into our lives. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus' ministry to the people by preaching a message of repentance, baptizing them for the remittance of sins. Repentance that brought mercy and grace from God and prepared the way for Jesus Christ. The Greek word that we translate repentance is metanoia. Metanoia means to simply change your mind. I was going one way, now I'm going to go another way. I have lived for myself and selfish reasons, and I have sinned against God. I'm going to repent. I'm going to change my mind about the way I'm living. I'm going to change my mind about God and my relationship to God, and I am going to confess my sins. It says that people openly confessed their sins to God and were baptized by John the Baptist. But it all begins with repentance on our part. God's part is to call us and provide grace, provide the possibility of forgiveness. It's our part to repent and turn toward God and away from sin. And so that's what the people did in John the Baptist's day. It's even more important to live a repentant life. Here's what John the Baptist said when some of the Pharisees and Sadducees came to him to be baptized. It's in the 3rd chapter of Matthew, the 7th verse. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of snakes, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruit meet for repentance, or fit for repentance. And think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Now, what was it John the Baptist was saying? First of all, he was saying repentance means something other than you're sorry. It means producing the fruit of that. That is to turn from sin to God, to turn from self-will to the will of God, and to begin walking a new way. Just because I say I'm a Christian, or just because I've gone to church, or just because mom and dad or family were Christians, that I am Christian. But it is through repentance, confession, receiving the Spirit of Jesus, and a new birth. Father in heaven, I thank you that you have given grace to us in this life, that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and he calls each of us to repentance. I pray in the name of Jesus that all would come to repentance, but I know it's up to each individual one of us. Help me, Lord, that I may not only say that I am a follower of Jesus Christ, but that I produce the fruit of repentance, a genuine change of mind, and that I live that way as a repentant person. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.